Your life will move in the direction of your words. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Pastor Joel Osteen explains to us how your words become your reality. Enjoy.
I want to talk to you today about how your words become your reality. You are where you are today in part because of what you've been saying about yourself. Words are like seeds. When you speak something out, you give life to what you're saying. If you continue to say it, eventually that can become a reality. Whether you realize it or not, you are prophesying your future. And this is great when we're saying things like, I'm blessed, I'm strong, I will accomplish my dreams, I'm coming out of debt. That's not just being positive, you are prophesying victory, prophesying success, prophesying new levels. Your life will move in the direction of your words. But too many people go around prophesying just the opposite. I never get any good breaks. I'll never get back in shape. Business is slow. I'll probably get laid off. Flu season is here. I always get it. They don't realize they are prophesying defeat. It's just like they're calling in bad breaks, mediocrity, lack. The scripture says we will eat the fruit of our words. You are planting seeds when you talk. At some point, you're going to eat that fruit. My challenge is make sure you're planting the right kind of seeds. If you want apples, you have to sow apple seeds. If you want oranges, you can't plant cactus seeds, poison ivy seeds, mushroom seeds. You're going to reap fruit from the exact seeds that you've been sowing. In other words, you can't talk negative and expect to live a positive life. You can't talk defeat and expect to have victory. You can't talk lack, not enough, can't afford it, never get ahead, and expect to have abundance. If you have a poor mouth, you're going to have a poor life. If you don't like what you're seeing, start sowing some different seeds. Instead of saying, I'll never get well, Joel, this sickness has been in my family for 3 generations. No, let me give you the right seeds. God is restoring health back unto me. This sickness didn't come to stay. It came to pass. I'm getting better and better every day. You keep sowing those seeds and eventually you'll eat that fruit. Health, wholeness, victory. Instead of saying, I'll never get out of debt. I'll never rise any higher. No, I will lend and not borrow. Whatever I touch prospers and succeeds. I'm coming into overflow, into more than enough. Start sowing seeds of increase, seeds of abundance. No more, I'll never accomplish my dreams. No, I have the favor of God. Blessings are chasing me down. The right people are searching me out. New opportunities, new levels are in my future. If you keep talking like that, you'll reap a harvest of good things. James said in the scripture, with our tongue, we can bless our life or we can curse our life. Many people don't realize with their words, they're cursing their future. Every time you say, I never get any good breaks, you just cursed your life. I'll never be able to afford that nice house. I'll never break this addiction. I'll never meet the right person. No, stop cursing your future. Sometimes the enemy doesn't have to defeat us. We defeat ourselves. Pay attention to what you're saying. Are you blessing your life or are you cursing it? I had a classmate in high school that was always very negative. And every time I asked him what was going on, he had this standard answer. He would always say, not much. I'm just getting old, fat, and bald. I heard him say that probably 500 times. I know he's just kind of kidding, but I wouldn't kid about that. He was one of the stars on our football team. Always in great shape, had this thick, curly hair. About 15 years later, I ran into him at the mall. When I saw him, I nearly passed out. He had prophesied his future. He looked old, fat, and bald. Friends, Don't speak that defeat over your life. Our attitude should be, I'm getting younger. God is renewing my youth like the eagles. I'm getting stronger, healthier, better looking. I'm gonna keep my hair. I'm gonna stay in my right mind. I'm gonna live a long, productive, faith-filled life. Don't go around cursing your future. Start blessing your life. Prophesy good things. There's a young lady on staff here. Every morning before she leaves the house, she looks in the mirror and says, girl, you're looking good today. I saw her one time and asked if she was still doing it. She said, yeah, in fact, today when I looked in the mirror, I said, girl, some days you look good, but today you look really good. Why don't you stop criticizing yourself, talking about all the things you don't like, how you're getting too old and too wrinkled, too this, too that. Stop cursing your life and start blessing your life. Start calling yourself healthy, strong, talented, beautiful, young. Every morning before you leave the house, look in the mirror and say, good morning, you good-looking thing. Now, Brother Paul, you need to do this every hour. Sometimes when we've been traveling a lot, been very busy, Victoria will come to church with me and say, Joel, I am so tired. Look at me. Can you see how red my eyes are? I always say, no, Victoria, you look beautiful. You look as great as ever. She says, no, I don't, Joel. I know you. You won't tell me. She's right. I don't want to speak defeat. I want to speak victory over her life. I wonder what she would do if I ever said, yeah, you're right. You don't look good at all. I'm smarter than that.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.